This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. We're on hour two of January 14th, 2023, Radio Law Talk. We are having a great time here talking about all the ins and outs of the world and what's happening and how we can enjoy it and put a spin on some of this craziness and interesting things going on. Denise and I were talking during the break about how we just looked at each other and said, weren't our times simpler growing up in the 60s and the 70s? She's more of a 70s child, but I grew up in the 60s and the 70s. But they were simpler times. And you know what's interesting, though? It's simpler times also, be honest with you, because as a kid, I didn't really care or understand about a lot of this stuff that happens. I didn't care about politics. I didn't care what people did. Just living kind of a interesting life. And those of you who don't know, I grew up in Sacramento, California, till I was about in the fourth grade, and then I moved to the country to a farm, big farmland area. Not big, it's a lot of farming, a small town, but a lot of farming, and it was a pretty simple life. I mean, it was, no money and
no social media,
friends. No social media. My best friends lived in a single wide trailer, and we stayed the night in that single wide trailer a lot, and a lot of us boys just, and girls too, hung around together and caused a little bit of mischief, but we're out in the country, and I carried a BB gun, and I had a Labrador dog, and that was my life.
And probably a pocket knife.
And a pocket knife, that's exactly right. Yeah, yeah. It's exactly, the simple life that I grew up with, and now with the stresses that's going on and what's going on. It's just, I guess it's two things. Number one, it's moving fast, isn't it? Everything moves so fast at the speed of lightning now. Back then, it took forever to find anything out, right? And I'm on my little soapbox here. But back then, I think it was simpler. You just didn't, something happened that you didn't know in 20 seconds, right?
Yeah, you had time to respond and to contemplate and to think about things. You don't have that anymore. You're expected to instantaneously respond.
And guilty until proven innocent is what I worry about.
Yeah.
Because people on the social media, you're guilty already.
The headlines about something that you've done wrong are all on the front page, and if it gets resolved in your favor, well, that's back page news if it even gets published at all.
Yeah, and interestingly, the point you make, Fred, is that news traveled at the speed of newsprint, which means if it happened yesterday, maybe it'll be in tomorrow's paper. And then radio came along, and newspapers said, we're not going to give you information. You've got to wait until it comes out in the paper. So it was a much slower pace. Now everybody's fighting to be first with the worst.
Well, and you've got TV, though, back when I grew up, but there's not 10,000 stories that could happen on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or TikTok that goes out. Now the only positive thing about it is there's so much minutia and so much information out there that you're going to get buried the minute something happens, right? So I guess, remember the 15 minutes of fame? Now it's 2 seconds of fame, right? That's about all you get is about 2 seconds. But anyway, we digress. We appreciate you coming here. We're going to talk about Elon Musk and Ezra Miller, who is the Flash. What's going on, who, by the way, is getting some, he's agreed to get some help, mental help, and knows he has some mental issues, and he's finally getting some mental help. That's good for him. But were some interesting things that he has done. I guess Ezra has done. I don't know. Denise says it's a he, they. I'm not sure, but it's Ezra, whoever Ezra has done. And it's interesting to see how people react to these stars. And I think there's a lot of not getting on. Boy, I'm philosophical. I think there's a lot of pressure on these stars that even wasn't, it was there in the old days, but a lot of pressure now with social media and how you become the Flash and get all that recognition and then just things he did were
weird. Well, it used to be that the big studios used to manage your reputation and suppress stories and, you know, all that type of stuff. And in today's world, you have to have, like, a specialist in social media to be able to manage your reputation online. It's such a different world.
You know, one of the things that my actor friends have been commenting on this, and a while ago it used to be that, hey, you know, you need to think about having a very good social media following even to make it big in Hollywood, and that's kind of been debunked. You don't need the social media to make your career in Hollywood, but you have to be careful on social media because that can break your career in Hollywood. I don't need a large following to make it big if I can get there, but I could do something stupid on social media and completely torpedo any success
I
had.
But also, on the other hand, you don't have to be in Hollywood as part of it, right?
That's true.
You're going to be famous without Hollywood, because you're going to be on TikTok, Instagram, or, you know, Facebook, whatever. So that's
there have been a few productions out there where people have tried to, where Hollywood has tried to put out movies and TV shows with folks who gathered their fame through social media. That hasn't worked out very well because look, that's not acting. That is just to be able to get a lot of clicks. But you know, I think that the efforts to, for example, cast Paris Hilton in movies, those movies didn't turn out too well. I think there was a slasher film that was, you know, was okay, but yeah, you got to be able to act.
I think it's called a lack of skill.
Could be.
Yeah. But can you imagine what someone like Judy Garland would be like in a world, social media world today, what her life would be like? It would just blow up around her.
Well, a lot of it, probably people wouldn't be who they are.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
It would have been different. Yeah, it would have been different. Yeah. So we're gonna talk about those things. Remember, we're not giving legal advice. Seek counsel. We're just talking about general topics of law. If you want to call in, we call in at 855-LAW-RADIO. Denise, that is?
855-529-7234.
And without further ado, everybody's here for one thing, Cal. What are they here for?
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Alan Frohmeyer was a roofer in Snowflake, Arizona. And as can happen, he fell off a ladder one day, got hurt, but not seriously debilitatingly injured. But he was injured pretty badly. Broke 9 ribs, his wrist, tore a rotator cuff, split his elbow open, generally banged himself up pretty badly. And he was in serious pain. So Frohmeyer went to a hospital where they patched him up and sent him on his way with a prescription for oxycodone and a muscle relaxant. He couldn't walk without pain. He couldn't breathe without pain because of his ribs. He couldn't get comfortable, and sleep was out of the question. So his neighbor, whom he had called upon for help after the fall, drove him home by way of the pharmacy. The neighbor took in the prescription, Frohmeyer's ID, and his credit card. 10 minutes later, the neighbor comes out, and the pharmacist says, "I want to see Frohmeyer in the flesh." So he gets out in an open-back hospital robe, you know, hobbles his way into the pharmacy full of people. The pharmacist saw him and gasped and was mortified. "Oh, sir, I didn't realize you were in so much pain. I'm sorry I made you come in here, but your insurance won't pay for the oxycodone. They claim you don't need it." Frohmeyer had had enough. He immediately paid for the script out of pocket, called his union attorney to see if he could go after the pharmacy for his embarrassing walk of shame, and the insurance company for disallowing a prescription that he obviously needed. Yes, he asked his lawyer, guys, if he had a case or no case, and I think, Fred, it's your turn to go first on this one.
It is. There's a couple of interesting things I want to say here. If he walked out with the gown, nothing showing in the back, he must have been on Burning Man, or maybe that would have been more comfortable
on
Burning Man.
He was on the way. He wanted to go.
On the way to Burning Man, okay. Snowflake, Arizona. I know the area well. It's actually some friends of ours are from Snowflake. It's a beautiful place. But while we think about this wonderful case or no case, I'm going to tell you a couple more few little tidbits, and I'm going to give my opinion as to what happened in this case, if it was a case. We'll be back.
That's the question, isn't it? Case or no case? You can answer yourself, play along, you can send us an email, you can call us, or you can just ruminate on it. We'll have the answer to this case or no case scenario coming up right after this. This is Radio Law Talk.
Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. This is Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quack, car wash. I'll be inside. Let's take a ride and watch this better shine. Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car wash.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake. Oh, that's stone.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
@radiolawtalk.com.
.com.
I think Cal knows some people from Snowflake, Arizona, but Frohmeyer is the interesting name. This is not a case. What are the odds? How many cases this... We're going to go three. I'm saying at least one of the three is going to be made up by Cal. So I'm saying I'm going round two. I'm going with the odds. This one's made up. There's no such thing. This is clearly a scenario that happens all the time, that insurance companies won't cover you for something. And a lot of times, by the way, they won't cover for a medicine, but they'll cover for the generic of that medicine. And even though they wouldn't cover for this medicine, they probably would have covered the generic. So no case, but a real scenario.
I should point out that Frohmeyer's neighbor took pictures and video of the entire incident when Frohmeyer did go into the pharmacy. That made it interesting, he thought. I don't know if it had any value, but he did. Todd, what do you think, case or no case?
Well, you can't say that, though. Now you're telling him it was a case.
No, I'm not. I didn't not say that. I said he took some video. What do you say, Todd?
Look.
Okay, now you know it's not a case.
I was
butt hanging out. Yeah, right. Okay.
I have a hard time. I have a hard time thinking that. And maybe this happens, but that somebody would be discharged from the hospital, not assisted home, but discharged to a private individual to be taken home wearing nothing but the gown, that they wouldn't cover things up, that, you know, all of this would happen, that the pharmacist, I mean, when did this happen? What was the year, allegedly?
2019.
2019, that a pharmacist would go out, want to actually see the guy. What difference would it make if the pharmacist already knows that the insurance company's not going to allow for
In this oxycodone era? I don't know.
Yes.
Good question. Yeah.
So I agree with Fred. I think this is a big NC, no case, you know.
I could be right.
Yeah.
Denise, what do you think? Case or no case?
Well, I hate to agree with them, so.
Oh, boy, here we go. Yeah.
I won't. That's only because I don't want Cal to get anymore. Because, Cal, are you still ahead?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. No, you and I are tied.
Oh, that explains that.
Yes, you and I are tied. Yeah, actually, Todd is ahead.
Take the block move, then.
Okay, so I'm going to take the block move. I'm going to say it's a case, and not only does he sue the insurance company, but he also sues the pharmacy, and he gets a nominal win.
All right. Well, let me tell you what happened.
Yes.
The case was filed and almost immediately settled out of court.
Oh, my gosh.
By the pharmacy and by the insurance company.
Because,
right, the video and the medical records were quickly sent to both of them. The pharmacy, which was a chain pharmacy, said, oh, my goodness, this is not what we do. Help, please don't post that anymore. So he had to agree not to do that. They sent him a check. The insurance company said, our bad.
Wow.
And they covered the insurance and reimbursed him. So it is a case, and he wins, and that's...
Cal, you've stumped me twice today.
I know, darn it.
You are just hitting home. Even though I do have some really fun stuff that I did during the time period.
Well, I know, and I didn't. Now, next hour, a hotel chain in England is concerned that somebody shot a porno video in their hotel without their knowledge and or permission. That's next.
Are you sure it's not a Burning Man case or a case?
It could be. It could very well be. All
right.
It's next hour.
I know that wouldn't happen because they don't video in Burning Man.
No, you can't.
So Elon Musk. Okay, the Twitter thing. Let's put that aside. There's been a lot going on with the Twitter thing. But those of you who don't know, Elon Musk's own stockholders of Tesla are suing him for something that he said in a tweet. And what was that he said in the tweet? You guys know?
It was a reference to taking the Tesla private again. I believe it was a tweet along the lines of, I'm accumulating the funds to take Tesla private at $420 a share. Which, by the way, that price should have been the dead giveaway that he wasn't serious, because it was 420, which was a common reference to marijuana use. And it was around the same time he was talking about the benefits and how he likes to smoke marijuana, but whatever. You know, Elon Musk did that, and he got in trouble with the SEC.
Yes.
I believe that's why he is no
longer. He also impacted the stocks.
And that is the basis of this lawsuit. The SEC came after him, but not just the SEC. The shareholders were like, dude, you did that. It fluctuated the stock price. You got people that lost a lot of money because of that.
But did it go
joke.
Up or go down, the stock, because of that? I think it'd go up if it's that price.
Well, I don't think it was trading at 420 at the time.
But that maybe it would have gone up?
And then it really depends on the volatility. Because if people were like, oh, my gosh, he's wants to get out, and they start to sell, and then there's a lot of volume, I don't know.
I don't know.
But whether it goes up or down, there are people that are going to lose money either way.
He had the impact by making that statement. It is almost like insider trading.
Yeah,
right?
No, you don't say that. You got to be – just think how careful he has to be everything he says. Because what he does affects the economy. Not just that, the economy. And that's the same with what is Warren Buffett. When he invests in something, what happens? It goes up.
Oh, yeah.
It goes up. Warren Buffett's buying this stock. Well, everyone's buying into it, right? So that's interesting. You've got to be very careful. Now, why is that interesting? Because the lawsuit was going on in San Francisco, and they brought it in San Francisco, and he says, I want to move it to Texas, where, by the way, Tesla moved from San Francisco to Texas, smartly, by the way, to get away from, you know, the draconian San Francisco anti-business. Boy, I'm going on a rant on this one. Anti-business city, in my opinion. But anyway, so he moves out. He says, no, it's got to move to Texas. And why does it move to Texas? He said, because he can't get a fair trial there because of all the publicity.
That's right.
And because he's also laid off thousands and thousands of Californians on Twitter.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And his Sunnyvale has also laid off. It's a
right.
Sunnyvale headquarters in California has laid off people. And so he feels like there's just so much negative publicity.
Well, and the publicity's been killer against him.
Yeah.
And in all fairness, Amazon laid off 18,000.
So yeah, no, I think that's politics.
I'd love to see the judge say, okay, we'll move it, but you're going to North Dakota. Good luck.
Actually, yeah. I still do buy in North Dakota compared to San Francisco.
Yes.
All right, we'll be back. We got more to talk about. We'll talk about Ezra Miller briefly.
This is Radio Law Talk. We'll continue in just a bit. Don't go away.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call E-Insurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
You
USA News Update. At least five people are dead after Russia launched a major missile attack on Ukraine today. The deaths occurred when a nine-story apartment block was destroyed. California's governor speaking to the tragedies that have unfolded in parts of his storm-ravaged state.
Governor Gavin Newsom told a group in Santa Barbara Friday the storms should not come as such a shock. In fact, he said it's something some people have known about for some time.
These atmospheric rivers... A few years ago, no one heard an atmospheric river. There was just some scientists down at Scripps saying, hey, you should pay attention to this thing.
He said Californians are resourceful and resilient, noting they also realize a lot of things need to change, including water infrastructure. So far, the storms have claimed the lives of 19 people. I'm Ryan Daniels.
And five more classified documents have been found in the Delaware home of President Biden. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I like the Amber Joseph Valley. Who told you that?
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So Ezra Miller, who is the Flash, or was the Flash, in Vermont, walks into his neighbor's, breaks into his neighbor's house, and decides to take some gin, vodka, and rum, and is prosecuted for breaking and entering a count three of trespassing in Vermont. You know what the thing, first thing I said to myself is, luckily, there was not a shooting that occurred by a homeowner, right? Someone breaking in their house just to get gin, vodka, and rum. Maybe there was, you know, Ezra was inebriated at the time. I don't know what was happening, but why would you do that? Break in to get gin, vodka, and rum. I don't know if he's Ezra's hit rock bottom, and is obviously Ezra has hit rock bottom. Apparently, Ezra was arrested in Hawaii for disorderly conduct in 2022, second degree assault after throwing a chair at a woman. Yeah, so he Ezra. I'm going to call him Ezra. Ezra has an issue going on, and Ezra finally apologized to everyone and said that, and I quote, "I want to apologize to everyone that I am alarmed and upset with my past behavior. I am committed to doing the necessary work to get back to a healthy, safe, and productive stage in my life."
So if it was in California, he might be in the mental health side of this, because yeah, California has an intensive mental health court. Whereas in Vermont, it doesn't look like he's been diverted, at least, to that type of a court.
You know, there's one thing that courts look at, And I think appropriately so, and you want to think the best of people and hope that folks aren't gaming the system. But look, if somebody breaks the law, you pick up a DUI, you pick up something that appears that it might be either alcohol or drug related. In Vermont, he broke in and stole vodka and things like that. So the question is, was it alcohol or drug related or mental health related? I mean, one of the things that anybody would want to show to the court is that they are taking a proactive approach to dealing with whatever the underlying problem is. If it's rehabilitation for alcohol or substance abuse, that's one thing. If it is trying to seek rehabilitation or addressing a mental health issue, that is something the court would look at. And those are usually negotiated terms and conditions with the prosecuting authority for the reduction of charges, assuming you continue with your rehabilitation program. I would note that in the Vermont case, he was charged with felony burglary, I mean, breaking into someone's house with the intent to steal. That's felony residential burglary. In California, that would be a strike offense, a strike under the three strikes law. And it looks like, given the charges, it went from being charged as felony burglary to he pled to misdemeanors. He pled to petty larceny with unlawful trespass and a single count of burglary. Burglary, if it's not charged or pled to as residential burglary, can still be a misdemeanor count. And I would suspect, based upon this, that he is going to have to complete some sort of treatment. That's why you have the statement from his via his attorney about how he's going to work with and address the underlying problems. But, you know, hopefully he gets the help that he needs. And I have the best hope for him and hope that it's not I just got to say what I got to say so I get the courts and the prosecution off my back, but that this is sincere. And I think that if that is, that may go a long way to resolving his March 2022 offense in Hawaii. So we'll see what happens with Ezra Miller. I got to be honest. Also, I saw the flash that he was, and I kind of liked it. I thought it was he was a good actor, and we'll see if this derails his career or not. I would imagine temporarily so, but if he's able to do a full recovery, I mean, look at Robert Downey Jr. Robert Downey Jr. had a drug problem, went to prison, was in jail, got out, and revived his career because he did the rehab. He did what he was supposed to do, and you can't have a successful career after that.
Who lives close to me? Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, does he? Oh, yeah.
Quiet, don't say where.
We
don't
We he comes over for the barbecue and everything. And,
come on down, you're a
BYOB.
Short.
I mowed his lawn.
my friend, and come on down, and we'll have a little barbecue. And by the way, my 6'4 sons make you look very, very short.
Yes.
Wear
the suit, please.
Yeah, Lisa Marie Presley, what a tragic death. Way too young to have a cardiac arrest, especially a woman. They do have cardiac arrest, but it's less than likely than a man. Her 14-year-old twin daughters. I thought some said they were 15, some 14. But anyway, apparently she has 60% custody. Get ready, Denise. This is all on you. This is you, the family law attorney. Apparently Presley has 60% custody. And Lockwood, who is the father of the children, has 40% custody. Now, she's had multiple divorces. Apparently, she was, at the time of her death, hanging out with her first husband, Danny Koh, the father of her first two kids. And basically, he's saying, look, I'm the girl's stepdad, and I get custody of the two girls because I've been hanging out with them. But generally speaking, in California and in most states, Denise, the courts, unless there's something that's really off the wall, are generally going to lean toward the parent that is the actual biological parent. Is that correct?
Jeff? No.
Okay, tell me what then.
California is different in that regard. Will he get custody? Yes, he will get custody. But can the stepfather also have custody and visitation? You can have more than one parent. It doesn't have to simply be a biological parent. It has to be a substantial bond and a parenting relationship. So California law recognizes more than one parent and more than one father and more than one mother.
More than two. More than
exactly. Yeah. There can be multiple. There just has to be that type of a relationship that has been established. Now, there's nothing that indicates that biological father is not a good father. He's 40% custody is a lot of custody. That's not anything for it to be abnormal. So I do think that he will have primary custody, but can her previous husband, who has been in the role of stepfather, have visitation rights? Yes.
Yeah, but I could see the Lockwood getting full custody, though.
Lockwood was going to get full custody.
And then with custody, at least with visitation rights from the
stepfather.
Stepfather.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough.
And she has siblings.
It wasn't even a stepfather. They were just living together, right?
Well, no. You have to understand that Lisa Marie Presley has children with her first husband as well.
Right.
So this child, these two twins, have been raised with those children who are now adults as well. So they're half siblings. So even though it's the father of the half siblings, there still is a significant relationship.
Wow, and not that, Lisa Marie Presley probably has quite the estate. I would think.
Had.
What happened? Tell me, I don't know.
She had $100 million, and yes. One of her husbands said, I had her an income stream of $40 million coming in, and she squandered it all away. Said basically she's dying broke, although she does own Graceland, where she will be buried. So she owns the mansion and all the businesses they set up there, but she just doesn't have much money left.
Yeah, they're saying 2023 her net worth $16 million. Yeah. Sounds like a lot, but not compared to what she had. I mean, just owning Elvis. If she would have owned Elvis, the right to all Elvis's stuff. Wow, and his music.
Yeah.
I don't
but
know what
I think
does.
They sold the catalog. They sold 40% of Graceland. I mean, she really got desperate for cash. And so apparently the money that she had has been diminished significantly.
So when Elvis died, I'm going to read that. This is some interesting stuff from L.A. Times. So when Lisa Marie Presley finally got access to her inheritance in 1993, she founded a trust in her father's name to manage the estate. 2004, she agreed to sell off 85% of Elvis Presley Enterprises.
Wow.
The assets, including Elvis's likeness, rights, etc., for approximately $100 million.
When was that?
2004.
2004. Okay. $100 million is probably $200 million.
Was that when she was married to Michael Jackson?
No. So just that's interesting you would say, this. So she was married to Danny Keough from 88 to 94. She was married from Michael Jackson from 94 to 96, married to Nicolas Cage from 2002 to 2004. That's why I ask, because the sale was right on the heels of her divorce to Nick Cage.
Right.
Wow.
Well, that's interesting how much, had $100 million and now we're 16.
Yeah.
Woo!
And declining rapidly, apparently. What a complicated mess.
Wow, that's no fun. I feel bad for the kids and her. Life gone too early. So,
rest your soul.
Yeah, we'll be back. We've got our final segment of hour two. We're going to talk about a judge telling the museum, do not let the Van Gogh painting go away. We'll talk about that.
Mm. Radio Law Talk will continue just a little bit right here on your local radio station and always on RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to Radio Law.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time.
Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
We're back talking about a judge ruling on a Van Gogh painting. This is very interesting. At Detroit Institute of Arts has a Van Gogh painting called The Reading Lady. And this is what's interesting. Somehow, the original, I put quote, original owners lost it and couldn't find it. They're out of Brazil. They bought it in 2017 for $3.7 million. And it kind of disappeared. I don't think that no one stole it, but a lot of times they loan them. They loan them out from museums and stuff. Well,
I like the way they referred to this. They say that, look, we purchased the painting in 2017 for $3.7 million. And then they say a third party took possession of it. Now, to me, that looked like a creative way of saying, I'm not going to say you stole it. I'm just going to say that it ain't us who paid the $3.7 million and someone else has it, but we found where it was. And where was it?
And it was out in the open, too, in a display at the Detroit Institute of Arts. And so they're trying to get it back. Apparently, there's some say that it's worth in the $5 million range now, even though they bought it for $3.7.
Even the museum listed the painting, and they said that it was, quote, on loan from a collection in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Well, the person that bought it for $3.7 million was, shockingly, from Brazil, Gustavo Soter. And so I get the feeling that it's one of those... We're not going to accuse anybody of anything as long as we get it back, but we got to get it back, and that's where the courts step in, based upon filings, right?
Do they have to find that they were a bona fide purchaser? I mean, how does that work when they're talking about, because it's a crime, really? It's a stolen painting, so it is a crime.
Well, it's again. I think they're using very creative language here. I think they're saying it's a painting that we purchased, that possession of which was taken by a third party, and I don't know that they're going to the lengths of saying you stole it, you didn't steal. They're just a third party has it. We know where it is. It was listed in the Detroit Museum, saying on loan from Sao Paulo, from a collection from Sao Paulo, Brazil. And now, I think they're going to have to prove ownership, that's the painting they said they bought. But a judge has stepped in based upon a request from one of the parties, and the judge says what? Judge says, don't transport that painting, because it was going to be from the museum transported somewhere else or sent. So don't transport that painting. It has to stay here till we get this little brouhaha figured out.
So
right?
It's like an injunction, temporary injunction, yes. Right now. Okay.
So, you know, that's just the wonderful world of art. I mean, who knew back when Vincent van Gogh was lopping off his ear and doing a lot of painting in the late 1800s? This was painted, what, 1888?
Tells you he was maybe a half court low at the time.
Could be.
Well, all I gotta say is, how do you misplace that? Like you said, that's interesting too. I think I misplaced some of my old underwear. Might be in a museum somewhere. So I'm wondering if I should look for that.
Well, I'll look for it under the title "The Reading Lady."
The Reading Lady.
The Reading Lady. Or what was there? Is an alternative title called "The Novel Reader"?
I don't know.
We'll call it the Novel Skivvies.
All right. Hey, guess what? In West Plains, Missouri, 105.1. Look, we don't do this all the time. Michelle Miller, thanks for emailing us saying, I want a Radio Law Talk t-shirt. Cal, I told her to send the address and phone number, and Cal, there's one that is sent directly on our email that I just saw. I rarely look at it at this during the break, but I happened to see it pop up.
Consider it done.
All right. So that's the Detroit Museum. Look, now we've got – here's an interesting one. I don't – we're going to get into, but the lawsuits over social media. Now, we've had the lawsuits – when I first when did the lawsuits start with tobacco? Was that 20 years ago? It was a long time ago.
I think it was longer than that.
But I remember, was I in law school at the time? I'm gonna type it in and say, when did a tobacco lawsuit start, right? I'm sorry, big tobacco lawsuit start. What do you guys think?
It sticks out in my mind that there was some sort of a settlement of the big tobacco lawsuits in either the late 90s, early 2000s.
Started that. Is when it started, approximately. But that was, so I would have been in practice about eight years. So, yeah, so what's going on now is everybody gets sued. Their social media is now getting sued. You had big tobacco being sued, big oil, gun companies are being sued, opioid, vaping industry. Now it's the social media industry. Now, remember, don't forget, apparently the U.S. Supreme Court's going to hear basically a case coming up about whether or not these social media companies can be liable for harm that is caused to people through the social media. There's a law. What was that law called? I've got it here somewhere. We've talked about it many a times. There's a law that was passed in the 80s or the 90s. It was actually under President Bush. Federal law, Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act of 1996. There it is. That basically says you can't sue a social media company for something that occurs that someone else posts.
Yes, and you're going to hear Section 230 brought up all the time. Remember back when Facebook and Twitter and all those companies were accused of censoring content during the election cycles and all of that? The threat always thrown out by lawmakers who might have been on the other side of big tech were always saying, we need to remove the Section 230 protections if you're getting in there actually editing the content. The whole idea behind 230 was, look, if you are just a forum, like if you are acting like maybe a blackboard, a chalkboard, where anybody can go up and write, I don't censor the content. I'm not responsible for the content. I'm just providing the board for somebody to write. If that's one thing, then it's 230. You get the 230 protections. The argument there was always that, well, you're going a little further. Now you're monitoring what gets put on the board, and you shouldn't have the 230 protections. That's the debate that's going on, but that's the protection they're talking about here in this lawsuit is, you know, obviously social media saying, look, I don't control what people put on the board. I don't control what's there. We don't control it, so we should be protected under 230.
But they are controlling it, and especially Twitter has come out. They found now that Elon Musk has it, what they've done, you know, well, and they've censored, you know.
Elon Musk himself is already
Before that, Denise
changing Twitter and monitoring Twitter and telling people they're kicked off of Twitter.
Well,
and
they're putting people back on, you know, that they take off a president that has done some, quote, according to some people, bad things, but they'll keep on the Chinese president. Look, I don't care what anybody says. There was a lot of monitoring going on in Twitter that was not proper, but it doesn't matter. It's still a private entity, right?
It is.
And they should be able to, as a private entity, monitor what they want. It's a private entity. Everyone's got to remember that. Go ahead, Todd. But I just want to make sure people understand. It's private.
That's right. Now, the issue here in this case is, let's put it this way. Have you ever noticed that if you search a certain type of content on Facebook or Twitter and stuff, that in your feed you'll start to see more content showing up that's similar to the things that you had been looking for? The algorithm of the program pushes content toward you that is consistent with not only what you have been searching on that platform, but if they have agreements with Google and other platforms, they get those preferences as well and push content to you. And that's a large part about this lawsuit, is that content is being pushed to teenagers that is, it's not just on the board, the program itself is pushing content to teenagers and to people. And that's the problem, is the algorithm is actually deciding what somebody gets to see, and that's where they're arguing liability should occur.
Well, I would have never thought they would win against tobacco. Never thought that would happen.
And the tobacco suit started in 1950.
Oh, did they? Okay, well,
yeah.
2000 maybe is when it started, kind of wrapping up. But anyway, we'll be back. We got 30 seconds to go, but it's very interesting how you never say never, right? Smart lawyers. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk. The third hour of the broadcast begins at 6 minutes after, either live on many local stations and always live at RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.